Underwriting, Mike speaking.
Hey, Mike, this is Catherine. I just have a question for an existing customer. She has multiple properties insured with us, and a lot of them, most of them are rented out to other people. And one of her properties that's rented to somebody else is the tenant is, she wants to open a bakery, like a business, I guess, and bake goods from the property. So I was just wondering, like, is our insurer going to be responsible, like if a fire happened or something, or is that, would that be the tenant who would be liable?
It should be the tenant, and the tenant should have business insurance, and our insured, who is the landlord, should be additional insured on the tenant's policy.
Okay. So that is good to know. All right. Well, that is very good to know. She does have business insurance in place. And
well,
for general,
I would recommend that our insured insist upon becoming additional insured with waiver subrogation.
With waiver subrogation?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What would that do for her?
It waives that insurance carrier's any attempt to come back on her for any kind of payment if she had any percentage of negligence in the loss.
Okay. Perfect.
And I'm talking liability here. Okay, I'm not talking property. I'm talking liability.
Right.
So
right.
If the lady makes a bad batch of bread and it kills a family, something, right? So everybody's getting pulled in. And so waiver of subrogation basically says that insurance carrier waives their right to come against her to get any payment back due for her portion, whatever that portion may be, of the incident.
Okay, gotcha. And then when it does come to the property, though, I mean, like if a fire started, would that would still be the tenant's responsibility?
That should be the tenant's property coverage. That should be under their fire legal liability coverage.
Fire legal liability coverage?
Yeah, general liability is ongoing ops, damage to premises rented by you, fire legal. That's where that would apply to our insured from the tenant's policy.
Okay, so the tenant's policy would have to cover any fires that would...
No. Be careful. If the tenant is negligent, they put in an oven and they walk away and it catches fire and burns the house down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tenant's policy. If it's struck by lightning and goes up, that would be her property policy, in my opinion. The tenant was not negligent in that loss if it was caused by lightning.
Okay, yeah, that definitely makes sense. Okay. Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for the info. I will I'll notify her of all of this info and request that she be listed as the additional insured on the liability for the business with waiver subrogation.
Right.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye, you too.